Kenny.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, glad to have you all with us today. We're going to talk about leadership later on, but right now we will introduce our first guest, and her name is Jennifer Rescola. Jennifer is spelled with one N. The name of the book is Idiot Out Wandering Around, Adventures of an Iowa Boy. It's written by Jennifer, and it's told by Terry Rescola. And again, the book is published by Jennifer. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Welcome to the show, Jennifer. A compelling book. I'm holding it in my hands right now. Substantial and compelling. Nice to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
All right. I want to go to the title, the significance of the title, Idiot Out Wandering Around, and then it makes reference to Adventures of an Iowa Boy. Is this an Iowa story?
Well, it started out that way. Terry is my husband, and he was born and raised there. And it's a common expression that some Iowans use to self-describe, you know, as they stumble through life. And this happens to spell out their state. So he's the one that came up with the title because his whole life was sort of stumbling along after some tragedy, and
What is the book about? It focuses on him, but what makes it so special and compelling? I mean, it's filled with amazing stories about Terry, and obviously your love for him for having put this into book form. What makes this story stand out, and what was the road like for Terry Rescola?
Well, to start out, Terry, you know, was living a normal life. He was the son of a United States Navy lieutenant, and this was back in the 50s and different eras, and you know, he adored his father. He loved both his parents, but he had a special bond with his father, and he was just very loving and very, you know, guiding and a great teacher and patient as can be. And anyway, so all of, you know, after some time, you know, they found out that his dad had lung cancer and he was dying. And that was when Terry was about 8 and a half. So it was, you know, at that time, Terry didn't quite understand what cancer meant, but then he actually did die when Terry was 11, and then shortly after that, his mother became a severe alcoholic, and, you know, back then, they didn't have rehab, and they didn't have counselors, and she was, you know, a lot of pain, and you know, women didn't have a voice back then, and so it was really difficult.
So a lot of this really laid the roots of Terry's upbringing and what happened to him. What What about his experiences following that? I mean, really quite right. Tumultuous.
I kind of wanted to just set the scene because when that moment happened, that was the moment that changed his life. And it was the rest of the story is about how he made choices in life, which was all about innocence, survival. And it was impulsive. It was adventurous. It was naive and inexperienced and trusting and not really understanding many of life's risks, you know. He actually almost died a dozen times, and he actually did die and had an afterlife experience and was fortunately brought back to life. But in the beginning, when he was a preteen, the frustration and anger that he had because of his life circumstances helped him excel in youth sports. And he became an undefeated miler, undefeated wrestler, and a hot dog in Little League while hitting many cycles.
Is Terry still with you today?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how have things evolved and worked out? What's your life like today with Terry?
We have a wonderful life together. It's, you know, for the most part, pretty routine. He loves playing golf on the weekends, and he still plays drums. He's a drummer, and actually his dad taught him in the beginning, but he also got a degree later in life. But he plays drums and does a lot of golfing and walks the dogs and things like that. So
Well, that sounds like a great life now. I know there were those out there who aspire for all the glitz and the glamour, but it sounds like you've got your feet in good solid ground. You've got a family. What inspired you really to write this book, and what's the message you want others to get out of it? As I mentioned, it's a very substantial book and a very substantial story.
Yeah, it's a large book. It is filled with adventurous, amazing. A compelling story. Terry's stories are just crazy. Things I would never even dream of doing. And, you know, he went AWOL in the Army by accident. And then there's the big story that I love is this big deep sea adventure. You know, you got to picture this brand new 60-foot, $500,000 albacore bait boat coming into this very small port. And then every time she came in, she turned everybody's head, and so Terry got curious, and he eventually got to work on the boat, and then had one big wild ride after that. So his wild ride lasted for a lot of decades
until now, and it's still the wildness is gone today, isn't it?
I guess, you know, I think lots of rules. There's too many rules. You know, like back then, you can get away with, you know, sneaking into a concert and not having, you know, the security stop you. And back then you could get away with climbing up a big tree without somebody calling the cops.
There was a lot of flexibility
back then, and people hitchhiked back then. This is the 60s and 70s. You know, people hitchhiked. They were more trusting, more friendly. But God, he just went all over the place. This covers the states of Iowa and then California Central Coast near, you know, Avila Beach and San Luis Obispo. And then there's parts in Tempe, Arizona. So there's a lot of stories that sort of dot the country a little bit. And there was even a story up in Utah. So it just speaks to how he wandered through life, just trying to make sense of it and trying to create his own life, but it was just the choices he made, and I don't know, it was just...
What's some of the feedback you've gotten on the book?
Well, I've gotten very, very great reviews from the book. Again, a lot of it is, since I'm just starting out, they're all mostly from friends and family, but they can't say enough how wonderful, how much they enjoyed it and how they couldn't put it down, and I was just very, very grateful to hear that. There are some reviews on Amazon, if people want to read that as well. So,
all right, any place else they can go to get information other than Amazon?
Well, I have a website.
Yeah, please give that out.
JenniferKRuskola.com.
All right, and there's one N in Jennifer. I want people to know that.
JenniferKRuskola.
All right, .com. Yeah, go up on the site. I think you'll all be quite taken by it and taken by this story, which I am happy to say, even though it hasn't come to an end, has a happy ending to it in terms of the book. And I certainly wish you and your family well. We've got a minute. What would you like to say in this last minute that we haven't discussed?
Just that Terry, all of this, Terry is just this normal human being who's just, even though he had trials and triumphs and tragedies, he just came out, brushed his knees off, and came out with a really good attitude.
Think that's the big message of this book. Stick with it.
Yeah.
Intestinal fortitude.
Yeah.
Move forward.
Yeah.
Don't dwell on the mistakes, but learn by them.
Right. Yeah. And I've just been amazed and impressed. I was very impressed with his memory, too. He remembered the song that was playing on the jukebox when he met this beautiful lady, and he remembered...
Who's that beautiful lady? You?
No, it was a long time ago. It was
all right. The book is Idiot Out Wandering Around, Adventures of an Iowa Boy, written by Jennifer Rascola, as told to her by Terry M. Rascola. Nice to have you on. Nice to hear your story and Terry's.
Oh, thank you so much, Sue.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370.
800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Peter Buffett. I just finished up an interview with Stu Taylor, and loved every minute of it. So I hope you do, too. Thanks.
If I had to choose just one day to last my whole life through, it would surely be.
Oh, yeah, the late, great Nat King Cole, and that Sunday, that summer. All right, we're heading down the road towards summer, and hopefully things will warm up for all of us in our lives. It gets psychologically difficult to get through the cold months of winter, unless, of course, you live down south all year round, and, you know, you just do it, you know? My late Uncle George used to say, do it. Do it. So, you know, I keep watching the replay of Maxine Waters. How can someone like that be in Congress? I keep watching Elizabeth Warren. How can someone be there? Keith Ellison, the Muslim. Yeah, and I'm mentioning that he's a Muslim. He's going to be the head of the DNC, probably. I mean, could they pick any worse people than they picked? They don't get it. They just don't get it. He's already, and I mean, I just had a laugh when I heard this. Obama, there were, I think, at least 18 impeachable offenses, and they were legitimate. This Keith Ellison, you know, just keep going down this road, Keith, baby. Talking about a number of impeachable offenses, and Trump should be impeached. They don't get it. It's over. They lost. And what's happening here is the conservatives are at least in unison, and I say this in a public sense, as CPAC begins today and the speeches will be given, Kellyanne Conway, who Mika Brzezinski has banned from Morning Joe. I mean, you know, Mika, you're very pretty and you're very nice because I've met you several times, but honestly, you're an airhead. No, I can't say that to her personally. Sean Spicer and Steve Bannon are going to give talks at CPAC. Oh, is the left-wing press going to love that? And it is fake news. And they are, in many cases, anti-American. And that's the truth. And even though the days are going by and we're a month into this presidency, I have never, ever seen a politician step up with the courage and conviction of Donald Trump and function so well in spite of his personality issues. Yeah, he's got them. And if he's unhinged, it's okay. I'll take it. So we got CPAC and the comments. He came out and talked about transgender bathrooms. I don't know how many transgenders there are in this country. It's a less than 0.1%. I mean, it is, you know, it's this is what we're focusing on. We've got North Korea, Iran, we've got Russia, but we're worried about transgender bathrooms. things worked out for years. You know, my apologies to those who are transgenders and can't figure out what their sex is or think they're the opposite sex. Then don't use it, you know, don't use a public bathroom. There are places called outhouses. God help me and my daughter if one of these transgenders for some reason walked into a female bathroom. I would flip out. But it's become an irrational country. And in spite of what you may think about Donald Trump, in spite of what you may think about him, he's basically got great pragmatic solutions. We're going to look at the amendment for the immigration ban, which may not be changed all that much from a point of legality. It should pass. The mistake Trump keeps making is personified by referring to the judge, one of the judges in the 9th District, as a so-called judge. Can't do that. Can't do it. You have to stick to the issues. You know, and if you stick to the issues, you'll rally like 20% of the opposition party. I mean, on the opposition party to the left. Because everybody he's battling is part of the opposition party. So Trump is going to have a transgender bathroom decision that will overturn what that evil Barack Obama passed. And many of the solutions to all of these problems, whether it's transgender bathrooms or, I mean, pick your issue. There are plenty. They should be state determined. Let the states make the decisions. Let it go down to local government. Again, I mentioned the stock market because it keeps going up and up and up. And yeah, I know life. I've been around long enough to know. I know how things work. And if you watch the history of this country and what's going on and in life in general, what goes up must come down. There's no doubt about it. So people, I know there are people who are waiting who are going to say, well, wait till that market falls and they're going to turn around and blame it on Trump. So here's what I want to say to those people. Get out of the market and sell and take your profits. I watched CNBC for a while yesterday, and I can't remember one very well-respected gentleman, but economists are like, you know, every blankety-blank, everyone has one, talking about a Dow 25,000. I mean, I think we're going to continue to roll in spite of what the Fed does and Janet Yellen, because we're going to get, you know, getting the regulations taken away. We're getting corporate tax cuts, middle-class income cuts. This is all just wonderful news for the market. What did Barack Obama do to the market? Barack Obama, his goal was to level the playing field and get the rich down through punitive measures, which means no investment and no growth. I don't have to be an economist to understand this or to analyze it. When members of the Obama administration come out and say extending unemployment benefits will stimulate the economy, well, I mean, what kind of craziness is this? You don't have to have a degree in economics to understand basic principles. And this is maybe what I most like about Donald Trump. He's a successful businessman, and people say, oh, look at all the lawsuits and the bankruptcies. And, well, ladies and gentlemen, bankruptcies are part of life. When you own a ton of businesses and some of them go bankrupt, in this particular case, most of them in Atlantic City because the whole industry collapsed. I mean, you want to attach blame to him, attach it. I mean, there are General Motors, a million, just company after company that has to go, that is forced into bankruptcy. So all I'm saying to people is to be logical. All right, we're going to take a break. Mm-hmm.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Business Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is David Limbaugh, nationally syndicated columnist and author of the new book, Crimes Against Liberty, number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Not trying to brag about that, but just happy about it. I just did a great interview with your host, Stu Taylor, who is one of the best out there. He's on fire. He's almost more on fire than I am. He should have his show. Hey, he does have his show. He is awesome. You're lucky to have him.
All right, we're rejoined on a subject that is always in the news, and it transcends your personal life, your business life, just about everything, and that's the concept of leadership. Joining us is Joseph Spodek, a PhD and MBA, and an amazing career here, an astrophysicist, an athlete, artist, and educator. Okay, that seems to be a lot more than I've accomplished. He's an adjunct professor at NYU, leadership coach for the likes of Sony, Walmart, and the U.S. Army, and a workshop leader for Columbia Business School, columnist for Inc., where I once had the pleasure years ago of giving a talk. The name of his book is Leadership, Step by Step, Become the Person Others Follow, and it's published by Amicon. Joshua, congratulations on your distinguished career and your book.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and I'm glad that you started off in a way that not everyone does, that you pointed out that leadership, a lot of people think it's a guy in the corner office telling people what to do, and it's a lot. It transcends that. It's, you know, all the relationships we have with people around us, it touches on all of these things. So I'm glad you started that way.
Do you have an all-inclusive definition of leadership, and can you differentiate certain leadership traits from one phase of life to another?
Yeah, I have a very, very broad definition of leadership. For me, leadership is getting at least one other person to help you achieve a goal. If you don't have another person, you're not really leading them. I mean, there's personal leadership as well. And if it's not achieving something, I don't think you're really leading. So those are the two elements for me.
A good question. It's always a question. You know, creationism, Darwinism, you know, Roe versus Wade. We have these issues all through life that make for great discussion. We can't always resolve. Years ago, I had the pleasure of having lunch with Wilson Harrell. He was the CEO of Entrepreneur Magazine, and he wrote a book, I can remember the book, For Entrepreneurs Only. There are people who are destined to be leaders, and there are others who are destined to be part of the crew on a ship. Do you agree with that, disagree with it, and are leaders born or are they created?
So I look at it differently, because to me, if you have leadership skills, that is the social and emotional skills to listen to people, to understand what they want and to be able to help them achieve their goals, you see opportunities all over the place that if you don't have the skills, you just are blind to. So it looks like to someone who has the skills, they will take up all sorts of leadership opportunities and act on them. And people say, well, that was destiny because these things just happened to them. But if the same thing happened to someone without the skills, the person without the skills wouldn't do it. You know, it's just like for me, if I'm not a good basketball player. If you give me the ball and you give me clearly into the hoop, I might not take it, not because it's not there, but because I didn't know that I could do it, whereas a skilled person could do it. So whether leaders are born or made, to me the real question is, can I improve? And anyone can improve. And the more that you improve, the more that you find these opportunities and the more that you will lead.
All right, let's take this even a step further here. We talk about the old 10,000-hour investment in a particular skill. So let's just say I wanted to become a leader in a particular area and I was committed to spend the 10,000 hours and I didn't have an IQ of 65, is the probability of me ascending to what you may define as leadership high?
Well, most people, if you look at it, I mean, it's hard enough for me to say, if that's what my book is for, is for people who don't really have, they don't really know what to do to get better at it. They know people say you should go out and like give people purpose. You should have resilience. You should have grit. But that's not really actionable. And so what I've tried to do is to give people experience, because like any set of skills, if you practice at them, you'll get better at them. The thing is, most people don't know how to what do you practice to get better at leadership? If you want to get better at basketball, you know, you dribble a lot, you do a lot of layups, you do a lot of jump shots. What do you do for leadership? That's what my book is. It tells you, here are exercises. If you do them, you will get better.
Can you maybe define leadership within the context of education versus experience?
So I'd be more specific to say how to learn leadership. Is it how to learn leadership in the context of education? Because if I understand you right, there's a lot of stuff that's out there. In fact, my experience in business school was teaching me principles of leadership, laws of leadership. I read a lot of psychology papers. I read case studies. But it wasn't actually doing the thing. So I didn't, if you looked at the behavior that I was actually doing when taking those courses, I was writing papers, I was having debates with students about case studies about other people's lives. But that's not leadership. Leaders don't, a leader might write a paper here and there, and they might write a memo here and there. But they're actually doing things. They're, you know, hiring people. They're figuring out strategies. They're making deals. They're firing people sometimes. And those are the things that you have to do. And those things, that's not what schools teach. Schools teach, sit there, listen, do what I tell you. They're actually teaching compliance. And so the experience of regular school is to comply. Leadership is not about compliance. Leadership is about leading. Behaviors is much more interacting with other people.
Yeah, I mean, and there is a tie in here with, and you have an MBA, people who go on, one of my daughters has an MBA, to go out in the work field to gain experience before you go on for the MBA. Is that a recommendation that you make?
Oh, yes, very much so. I mean, I also have a PhD, and I went straight from college into getting a PhD. For an academic degree, going straight through, I think, makes a lot of sense. To get a vocational degree like an MBA, it's much more valuable to have experience of, you know, I had a classmate who came straight from college, and he could answer all the questions technically, but he didn't know. There's a different sense of knowing. You know, he didn't have experience in these things, and it's much better. I would tell someone thinking about an MBA.
I don't want to inject politics into it, but I almost can't resist when I think since the days of the feudal time, it's been a battle between academia and the businessman and entrepreneurs. I come from the entrepreneurial school. I've spoken at a number of colleges. However, to me, I guess you can define this in leadership, since that's what the book is about, leadership step by step. I see people, so many of them, and I don't want to make a blanket statement on it, who couldn't lead their way out of anything once they left those four walls of the academic institution because they had no practical experience in the real world. It's not a question, it's a statement I'm making that you may want to follow up on.
I agree with it. To become a top professor at a top school, your life was governed by publish or perish. And you've been publishing and publishing and publishing and analyzing and analyzing and analyzing. But that's not a path to leadership. That's a path to academic. And so you can teach people the principles of leadership as much as you want. It's not until they actually start doing them that they're going to start really learning. And studies show that you can, by telling someone the principles of something and then giving them a task, or not telling, if you just give them the task, they learn the task at the same rate. So it doesn't actually help that much. I mean, business school does a lot of other things. It gives you great connections, for example. And there are things that are academic, like, you know, for me, I'm glad to have learned economics, which, you know, those are required classes, and that's more academic for me. I was glad to get that. But in terms of starting companies and leading people and facing and overcoming social challenges and emotional challenges, that most of that came after business school.
How much of this were you able to internalize when you started your career as an astrophysicist? I'm fascinated with that, yet the book, I don't want to focus on it. Just maybe a comment before we go to a break.
Well, I mean, astrophysics, for my first company, it was based on technology of mine, so I was good in the lab and developing this technology. But the reason I went to get the MBA after the PhD was that technical skill didn't translate into managing people and leading people effectively. So I was really lost. And with the people side of business.
Can you hang around for another segment?
Yeah, sure.
All right, I'd love to have you back because I certainly want to have you get into some of the exercises to lead, talk about leadership goals, and so much more that's in this book. It's an expansive subject, so we'll try to have you highlight, not me, some of the important steps, as the title indicates here, leadership step by step. Become the person others follow. Great book. Stay with us. This is Stu Taylor.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, your backyard's right in our backyard, which means we have hand-picked products that are right for the birds in your neighborhood, like premium bird seed, suet, birdhouses, and feeders. Stop by your local Ace and get everything you need to attract the birds you want, including Ace Wild Bird Food, on sale now. Now through Tuesday only, when you buy two 20-pound bags of wild bird food, get a third bag free. Only at Ace, the helpful place. Offer valid through February 28th at participating stores.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus. Call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
IMIS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Tony Blankley, the Washington Times columnist. Listen to Stu Taylor, the smartest voice in Boston.
Another fast hour going by. We've got one more segment, and we are rejoined by Joshua Spodek. He's the author of Leadership Step by Step. Become the Person Others Follow. It's published by Amacom. You all know where to get it. And Joshua, in your research and your study of leadership, there are a series of common traits that you can ascribe to the leaders that you have looked at to serve as models for what you talk about.
Yeah, and what I find is something that is not what people look for. I think a lot of people look for things like how much grit they have or how much perseverance they have or how much charisma they have. And what I find, you know, everybody, all leaders are learning all the time. And I think the best leaders are learning as much at the end of their careers as they were at the beginning. And I think that willingness to learn and ability to practice and take on new things, and one of the main perspectives that I find most helpful is that instead of asking, is that person born or made a leader? Is to say, that person has a skill. I don't have that skill. They must have gotten it somehow. If I can recreate the experience that led them to develop that skill for myself, then I'll develop that skill too. So it's that always learning, always figuring if someone else learned it, I can learn it too.
You, I want to go right to the title of the book here because I don't want to miss the salient points of what you talk about. Leadership step by step. Is there a step by step process people can follow regardless of what they do in order to achieve success in terms of the definition that you've structured?
Yeah, I mean, that's what the book is for. The book gives you the steps to take. And, you know, some people, I think that a lot of people, when you look at someone and say, that person's a born leader, they've always been leading, I think what happens is that they were given a challenge in life early that was not so big, and they learned from it. And then later they got a challenge in life that was a little bigger. And because they learned from the early thing, they were able to take on the next thing. And then they get another challenge that's a little bigger, and so on. And other people, maybe early on in life, they get like a really big challenge that they can't handle. And they feel like they failed and they're just like, oh, I just can't do this. And some people who are lucky in life, they got a little challenge, then a medium challenge, then a big challenge. And some people who are unlucky in life got a big challenge and never took on a little one after that. And this book is designed to give you a set of exercises that start small and build and build and build. It's the same process by how you learn to play a musical instrument. If you want to play piano at Carnegie Hall, you start with scale. If you want to play a sport at the highest level, you still have to begin with lifting weights or running sprints or whatever is appropriate to your sport. Just no one has sat down and said, what are the basics of leadership that we can start with these basics, and then what's intermediate and what's advanced and so forth.
Yeah, and in terms of reaching the levels you esteem, this is obviously tongue-in-cheek, but people have to, you're just not going to walk into something. You can walk into wealth if the money is left for you. But years ago, I had some punk go through a red light and smash my car and completely broke my right shoulder, which is the worst experience I ever had. And when I went to see the orthopedic guy, I said to him, Dr. Yet, will I be able to play the piano when I heal? He said, I don't see why not. And my response was, well, that's great, because I could never play it before. The point I'm making is that people aren't going to magically morph into a position where they're going to develop the expertise unless they've built up the kinds of things you're talking about through these exercises. Are there specifics that you could list, maybe just a few here to illuminate?
Sure. I'll tell you, I structure the book, there's four units. I'll tell what the four are. Maybe you could pick one of them, and I'll pick an exercise from there. So the first unit is understanding yourself. So it's about self-awareness, and it's about perception and mindfulness. The second unit is leading yourself. So it's about habit formation, speaking authentically. The third is understanding others, which generalizes what you learn the first two about yourself, but actually a lot of that is about everyone. A lot of what you learn about yourself is about the human condition. And then the last part is leading others, and that's what a lot of people like to do, and that's about getting other people to do things.
With so many companies who are making positive changes through technology and study in this time, do you see more and more people assuming leadership roles in what they're doing as opposed to becoming followers who get their pay for so many hours a week and don't have any involvement in business? Is there any trends that you can see developing in the corporate world?
Well, I think the opportunities are bigger than ever to lead, because it's, you know, my dad is a history professor. He got tenure before I was born, and he's had tenure ever since. And he's just basically, you know, I guess you could say he's a leader in the classroom, but he had a very, in certain respects, a comfortable life. And, you know, my grandfather, well, he was an entrepreneur, but people lived a time when you come in at the ground floor, and 50 years later, you get a gold watch. Well, now it's like, if you don't hire someone who hasn't worked at a place for more than a year, you're going to have to be able to work with people, because everyone's forming teams all the time, and teams are forming and breaking. And each time a team forms, there's an opportunity for you to lead in that team. Each time where there's a task that needs to be done and there's not a team right now, you could be the person who creates that team, and you can lead that team. And it used to be that all the teams had to be within your company, but now, because everyone's on social media, if I hire you to work at my company and you've worked with someone before at a different company, you don't have to leave your desk. You don't have to leave your phone, and you can connect with that person. So teams form across companies, and people who have leadership skills can make that happen. People who don't have leadership may be brought into other people's teams, but they won't initiate it.
And with about 30 seconds to go, what did you learn from writing this book? This was a long experience in putting it together.
That how much leadership affects so much more than just business. It's every relationship. And when you do this style of leadership, you connect with on meaning and purpose. And that's what all my relationships have become. I get more done at you know, my professional stuff. And all my relationships are more friendly, more personable, more meaningful.
All right. Appreciate the time well spent. I hope a learning experience for a lot of people out there. Leadership, step by step, become the person others follow. Written by Joshua Spodek. Joshua Spodek. Joshua, thank you very much for joining us, and I want to thank everyone for listening. Back tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,